Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for Atlanta United, joining us. Brad, welcome in. Thanks for being here today. You're out here for the tournament. I'm just going to jump in and get you in trouble.
Yes.
Who is the best golfer on Atlanta United?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean,
because we've had Brooks before.
I know.
He talks a big game.
And you guys have quite a few golfers.
We do. And listen, when you touch on Brooks, I'm going to put it out there. He does talk a big game, and that's the thing. It doesn't level up to his play on
wow.
the course.
Oh.
He gives it all. I've got this lesson. I've got that. I'm going to do this. I'm going here. I'm going there. Then you get out there. I've been out there a few times with him, and I've seen. I'm like, hold on. All the things you're talking about, I don't talk as big of a game. But
Dylan,
make sure
you save this cut for next time we have Brooks
absolutely.
On the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm not gonna go with who's the best. But I'm definitely going to say it's not Brooks.
Are you saying that you can compete with Brooks
that's
and you're in the running?
Absolutely.
Wow, I love it.
I'm putting myself up there.
We need to get these guys at the Brown Grass. I do a charity tournament myself.
Okay.
We do the station for Pets for Vets and stuff.
Okay.
We need to get you and Brooks and just kind of have like that be part of it. Like
right.
We can just let's kind of do a raffle or some kind of bid on who's going to win this
absolutely.
One-on-one
we'll
matchup.
We'll split the whole field in two. We'll do Team Guzan, Team
Yeah,
team
there you go, there you
I
go.
Love it. Just we'll coming up with new ideas. I love it.
Obviously, we're not going to go too in deep about the United season. Disappointing. But, you know, I do remember, and this has been, forgive me, like maybe 2 months ago, I remember you got your 250th there in the United uniform. Just talk a little bit about what this franchise has meant to you. It's such a special place to play soccer, you know, when that stadium's rocking. And I'm sure that you have that conversation with other guys come in from overseas and all those things, but it's been special to have Atlanta United, and you've been a special part of that.
Yeah, it's disappointing is an understatement, right?
Yeah.
And we as players, you know, you take full responsibility. It's on our shoulders, and you know, when you have a season like we've had, it's not good enough first and foremost, but then too, you want to try and correct that, right? You want to make that right. And so when you talk about Atlanta United and what it means as an organization, what it means as a club, you've got someone like Arthur Blank at the very top who his vision to bring soccer to the Southeast created a movement, and I don't think he even envisioned the success of Atlanta United in terms of the support, in terms of how big the club has grown and become, and that's down to our supporters, that's down to our fan base, and
yeah.
Even when times are tough, as it's been throughout the season, you know, they continue to turn up, they continue to let their voices be heard, and you know, I try and relay that message to new players that come into the team that say, hey, guys,
love
listen,
it.
As long as you give everything you have, you know, the fans are going to be behind and they're going to show their support for the players, for the group. And then when you start to win and things become successful on the field, the atmosphere becomes electric. And,
yeah.
and as you mentioned, that stadium, when it's rocking, man, there's no better feeling in soccer.
When you come back over here to the States and you come back to Atlanta United, I remember the first season you didn't – I think you missed like the first four or five games
yeah.
because you were getting back. I'm not sure if it was international play or what. Did you ever think that like what, 8 or 9 years later you'd be literally the face of the franchise? Like when they raise – you know, they do the ring of honor for the Falcons. When they get down the road and do that for the United, you have to be probably the first guy in.
Yeah.
Did you ever foresee any of this or even – continuing to play this long?
No, I mean, listen, I've been very fortunate to have the career that I've had and the longevity and then the places that I've been. And my wife, we talk about it all the time and just how lucky we were to land here in Atlanta. We'd never been here. We moved across back from England and with two young kids, and we've set up shop here. This is home. We've got roots here now, and we love it. And that's because of the club. That's because of you know, what Atlanta United means to this city, but more importantly for me personally, what it means to myself and my family, and just what it's been able to provide in terms of the support that we get, in terms of the opportunities within the city. Again, it was a place that we'd never spent much time, and then all of a sudden you land in one of the best cities in America, and it's like, yeah, it makes the transition a lot easier.
Atlanta just tends to keep people. That's what happens.
Yeah, it catches on.
It does.
The same way.
It does.
For sure.
We are talking with goalkeeper from Atlanta United, Brad Guzan. And you were just talking about how busy your life is, four kids, all their different activities and sports. So why was it important for you to take today and come out here for the Dream Speak Live tournament?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, this foundation, this tournament, it's representing opportunity for everyone in terms of one, raising money, but then two, just the opportunity to interact with individuals that are a part of this organization. I was very fortunate this past summer to be able to go to the Dream Speak Live summer camp here in Atlanta and be able to see kids of all ages and just kind of hear their stories and listen to them speak. And I was able to give them advice in terms of what it's like being a professional athlete. And so we were able to spend some time together, which was really cool. And so then to be able to come back out for an event like this, it's a win-win for myself, but also for them to be able to, again, share their stories and really bring a real close attention to such a great cause.
Brad, we got just about a minute left. Allie was bringing up how busy your schedule is. You were talking about the Little League sports. My son, he's 5. He just started baseball. First game last weekend. Give me some advice for youth sports, man. Like, I need some parental advice for navigating the waters of parenting a kid in youth sports because it's already a nightmare out there right now.
It only gets worse. I'm going to tell you right now, it only gets worse. I bite my tongue constantly in terms of some of the crazy, you know, hovering parents and yelling at umpires and yelling at referees. You know, youth sports is meant to be fun and is fun as it is for them. It's fun for us as parents to watch them learn and grow and have these experiences. But at the same time, we have to, you know, make sure that we're not getting too involved, I guess.
Yes.
Without stepping over that boundary, towing that line. Yeah. And as I used the phrase earlier of herding cats, especially at 5 and 6 years old. And, but youth sports, man, it's such an amazing opportunity for kids to learn not just about sport lessons, but life lessons at such an
early age. Your kids be goalies?
My oldest is a goalie.
There you go.
But I think he's got it might be a little bit of laziness. I think he doesn't like the running aspect, which I can't knock because that's probably why I went to goal as well. But no, he does a great job and I tell him all the time, I said, hey, listen, as long as you like doing it for you and not because of dad or anything like that, he's like, no, I like it, I love it. So
awesome,
as long as that's the case, as long as he's enjoying it, then we're all in. So it's all good.
Awesome, love man. That. It's good stuff.
Brad, thanks so much for spending some time with us today. We're going to let you get out to the tournament.
Absolutely. Got to go loosen up this back. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks. That's Brad Guzan, goalkeeper for Atlanta United. Appreciate him stopping by. And we do have, going to pivot real quick, because we've got Machine Gun Kelly tickets for you right now. His Lost Americana Tour with Wiz Khalifa. It's happening Friday, May 29th at Lakewood. That's next year. So tickets go on sale this Thursday. But if you want to win some tickets right now, call 404-726-0929. And coming up, we do have Dave Archer joining us to talk about that loss. You know exactly which one I'm talking about. That's next, live from the Dream Speak Live Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.